public reporting of case numbers and deaths associated with COVID-19 will scale down to once a week beginning next week. The province dropped the restrictions exemption program more than 1 month ago, and the provincial mask mandate has been gone for just over 2 weeks. Minister of Health Jason Kopping said that data indicates the removal of restrictions has not resulted in a significant increase in cases or hospitalizations, and while COVID-19 is still on the radar, it is no longer necessary to provide statistical updates and media availability daily, as was done throughout the waves. COVID is not over, but it's time to move forward, he said. Case and outbreak data will now be released every Wednesday on the government website and Dr. Dina Hinshaw's Twitter. Media availability will also be held on these days. Hinshaw said she agrees with the move away from more frequent reporting. Not only do we have better understanding of the virus, but we also have highly effective vaccines and antiviral treatments, she said. Reducing the frequency of reporting is what makes the most sense in our current situation. According to the CMOH, 593 new cases of the virus were identified in the last 24 hours on 3,200 PCR tests. This puts the positivity rate at 18%. There are currently 989 people in hospital and 70 requiring intensive care. During her remarks, Hinshaw explained the process with which COVID-19-related deaths are determined and the impact it had on the March 16 count. If the virus is suspected to be involved in the death of an individual, Hinshaw said that person is immediately added to the count. After health officials have reviewed the death certificate and completed the necessary evaluations, that addition will either be confirmed or removed if COVID is determined to be a primary or contributing cause of death. Using this methodology, 16 deaths that were previously recorded in the total count have been removed, Hinshaw said. With 4 deaths reported Wednesday, the total number of virus casualties in the province sits at 4,013, a net increase of 12. Changes are also coming to Alberta's rapid testing program for employers and service providers. Only eligible employers will be permitted to implement a testing program for their workers. Permitted sites include OZ facilities, long-term care, designated supportive living and hospice settings, community services that work with vulnerable populations, primary care and child care. Rapid test kits are still available for Albertans to pick up at participating pharmacies. It is no longer required to show one's Alberta healthcare to receive a kit. Kopping said that as of last week, more than 34 million test kits had been distributed throughout the province. There is also updated guidance for completing an at-home test, which can be found on the province's website.